So Thorin Oakenshield became the heir of Durin, but an heir without hope. When Thrain was lost he was 95, a great dwarf of proud bearing, but he seemed content to remain in Eriador. There he laboured long, and trafficked, and gained such wealth as he could, and his people were increased by many of the wandering folk of Durin, who heard of his dwelling in the west and came to him. Now they had fair halls in the mountains, and store of goods, and their days did not seem so hard, though in their songs they spoke ever of the lonely mountain far away. The years lengthened. The embers in the heart of Thorin grew hot again, as he brooded on the wrongs of his house and the vengeance upon the dragon that he had inherited. He thought of weapons and armies and alliances as his great hammer rang in his forge, but the armies were dispersed and the alliances broken, and the axes of his people were few, and a great anger without hope burned him as he smote the red iron on the anvil. But at last there came about, by chance, a meeting between Gandalf and Thorin that changed all the fortunes of the House of Durin, and led to other and greater ends beside. On a time, Thorin, returning west from a journey, stayed at Bree for the night. There Gandalf was also. He was on his way to the Shire, which he had not visited for some 20 years. He was weary, and thought to rest there for a while. Among many cares he was troubled in mind by the perilous state of the north, because he knew then already that Sauron was plotting war, and intended, as soon as he felt strong enough, to attack Rivendell, but to resist any attempt from the east to regain the lands of Angmar and the northern passes in the mountains. There were now only the dwarves of the Iron Hills, and beyond them lay the desolation of the dragon. The dragon Sauron might use with terrible effect. How, then, could the end of Smaug be achieved? It was even as Gandalf sat and pondered this that Thorin stood before him and said,
"Master Gandalf, I know you only by sight, but now I should be glad to speak with you, for you have often come into my thoughts of late, as if I were bidden to seek you. Indeed, I should have done so if I had known where to find you.